Any other clinical research efforts going on right now, either at Memorial or outside of Memorial, that you think are promising in terms of moving the field forward?
Well, I think that if you look at the mutation story, I think that trying to target EGFR and KRAS mutations in general is very important. And I think that if you look at adenocarcinomas of the lung, so that's not squamous, not small cell, but look at just adenocarcinomas, about 15 to 20% of those patients will have an EGFR mutation, and about 20% will have a KRAS mutation. So if we can develop a targeted approach that's effective for these types of mutations, then I think we're doing some good. So in terms of KRAS, there are a number of different agents and trials which are under investigation to look at targeting KRAS. We talked a little bit about EGFR and target it with Tarceva. I think the second level of challenge is what to do when these patients develop resistance or acquired resistance to the Tarceva, which invariably occurs in everyone on average about a year or so later. So we and others are working on combination approaches or next generation EGFR inhibitors to try to overcome that acquired resistance. And I think that's really the next challenge for these patients with EGFR mutations.
Now, you talked about targeting KRAS, and so far I've gotten to the point of thinking, well, KRAS is downstream of EGFR. I haven't quite got beyond that. I don't know if there's anything you could talk about in terms of qualitatively what's involved with KRAS and what kinds of agents potentially might be able to target it.
Well, I think you're right. I think that probably the answer may need to be targeting multiple tyrosine kinase receptors and sort of taking a more global approach to inhibition. The farnesyl transferase inhibitors 10 years ago, there's a lot of hope for them to be able to inhibit the RAS mutation, but they were not successful. So I think we're still in development, work in progress, really, in terms of finding the best way to inhibit KRAS.